Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Roger Davidson up Harlan Way. Good morning to you, Roger.
Good morning. Milan, how are you?
I'm good. And, you know, it's a whether it's snowing, raining, or sunshining, it's a good day, a good time of the year to be celebrating this special time. And you are going to be coming to Atlantic for a special presentation.
Yes, we have, through our United Methodist Church in Harlan, a group of men that have taken upon a mission of presenting the Living Last Supper. This is a presentation that's been done in area churches for the last 20 years. Mm. We've been doing this. It started with our pastor at the time, Paul Wilcox, and a group of United Methodist men that decided this would be a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. So Living Last Supper is going to be here in Atlantic at St. Paul's Church. And when is that?
It'll be this Saturday, March 24th. St. Paul's will be at St. Paul's for the moment at 5 p.m.
Okay. And everyone is invited and free will offering, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct. Public is invited. Anybody in the community and surrounding area that's interested in seeing and hearing this.
Okay. The Living Last Supper. It sounds impressive just to begin with when we think about the whole season.
Yeah. Probably everybody is familiar with that Last Supper scene that was painted by Leonardo da Vinci back in the 15th century. I'm sure about every church in this country has that scene somewhere within the walls of their church. But it's that Italian scene where da Vinci made Jesus and the disciples sitting around the table. That was the meal that they were gathering for on Monday, what we know as Maundy Thursday, the Last Supper meal. And the group comes in. They're ecstatic when they first come in because they have just on Palm Sunday have just come in to Jerusalem and are having all of this accolation and joy, and palm branches are being waved, and everybody's excited. And then they are meeting Jesus for the Passover on this Thursday night, and then he tells them that he knows that somebody's going to be betraying him, and everybody's in shock, and everybody thinks, well, how could it be me? And people come in, the gentleman portraying the disciples come in, and they assume the pose that in that picture, in that painting, and they hold that pose until it's time for their dialogue.
So the interesting is you've been doing this for 20 years. So the people who are portraying all of these characters certainly have to have changed over that time.
Well, there have been some changes. We do have three that are initial veterans that have been doing it all 20 years. And people come from all walks of life, and it's just become a thing that every year at Holy Week, these fellows decide it's time to be doing Last Supper again, and everybody comes together. And we were fortunate years ago to have a scene developed that was painted and put on. We have a crew that assembles the scene at each church and disassembles it. And we become this little nomadic band that travels around the Iowa Nebraska territory. Presentations at churches. Probably 18,000 people have witnessed this over the last 20 years.
And each year, about how many? Do you do like a dozen of these? Or
We do five.
Five, okay.
People are working this into their which is later.
So I think we're really fortunate that St. Paul's Lutheran in Atlantic is going to be one of those five sites this year to come and see the Living Last Supper. I'm wondering...
We have enjoyed the invitation to come. And, we try to move around in different communities so more people can be seeing it.
Mm-hmm. For the men who have portrayed these characters through time, I'm guessing they've experienced some reactions, some things perhaps in their personal lives. I'm guessing some of them could almost write a book about all their experiences related to performing.
Oh, I'm sure there are many comments that people have and have received over the years. Many people are known in our communities here and have work that takes them outside of Harlan and Shelby County and have gotten to know people in some of the other areas that we're visiting, and so people will come up to them and make comments. And, I didn't know you did this.
Mm-hmm. So, about how long does this last?
It runs a little bit over an hour.
Okay.
We have the presentation, which is each disciple gets up, they're holding this pose in this scene. And then they, one by one, get up and do a little monologue of their first knowing Jesus Christ and their reflections on what he has just said. And so that goes through all 12 disciples. Mm-hmm. And they do a communion at the table. And then there's an end to the program where Jesus walks out away from the group.
Mm-hmm.
Very touching, kind of haunting, moving experience.
It's almost giving me goosebumps to hear you talk about it.
There's quite a few moist eyes as in the congregation as the ending happens. And so, but we're focused mostly on the events of the Last Supper and the scene that Last Supper.
Mm-hmm. So, Roger, you mentioned that this is the Methodist men group from the Harlan Methodist Church. And do you have other projects around the area?
Well, this is the main project of this group. Our men's group has some pancakes that they serve on Ash Wednesday each year and a few other things throughout the year. But this is probably one of the main projects of the men's group of our church.
And you mentioned that there is a staging. Does this take a trailer, a semi-truck?
Mm-hmm. What? Yes, we have three fellows that move it to the church we're going to and set it up and take it down. And we have a crew of costume and makeup and music spotlight in the stagehands. So it's a fairly full-scale production.
Well, it sounds wonderful and I'm sure very inspiring. So, again, it's great that you are going to be doing this here at St. Paul's Lutheran Church this Saturday.
We're always excited every year to launch off and be doing it again.
Yes. I'm sure that even though it's a lot of work, as you say, it's your kind of your mission.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, even though we are not doing this program throughout the year, every year it comes together and everybody kind of, it just happens.
Sure. And I'm sure people look forward to performing in it as well as others look forward to seeing it. Do you do it in your church every year?
We are doing it this year, not necessarily every year do we do it at our church.
Uh-huh.
We are this year.
Okay.
Pastor Mike Edney is the pastor for our church. And so
okay. Well,
nice to do it there.
Again, and we want to thank you very much, Roger Davidson, for visiting with us and telling us about the Living Last Supper performance that will be at St. Paul's Lutheran in Atlantic this Saturday, March 24th, starting at 5 p.m. and free will offering. So everyone is invited. And thank you so much, Roger, for today, for visiting with us, and also for all of your work.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, LaVon. We look forward to being in Atlantic this Saturday.
Okay, thank you again. And until next time, have faith.